time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Thad Dilbeck. We talk Bruin Athletics every Friday morning about 9:45 here on K1. Coach, starting to become the end of the summer. Obviously, it's still quite hot outside, but as far as Bartlesville High is concerned, you guys will be back to school in really just a couple of weeks. Football practice is going to start in really just a couple of weeks. You've got scrimmages starting up for volleyball and softball, and then, of course, cross-country practices will start soon, so it's about to be kind of a changing in the guard from off-season into in-season with fall sports here over the next, really, 10 to, 17 days.
Yeah, good morning, Evan. It's certainly you can feel it. It's beginning to be a little more activity around the high school, as you mentioned. Of course, we've now for several days been seeing the different volleyball teams coming here and practice at different points in the day, and in softball, I got to go over and watch them practice a little bit. And as you mentioned, we're starting to scrimmage some other schools. So, that combined with there's some meetings going on, some leadership meetings, some principal meetings that are, getting everybody together. So, yeah, it's getting ramped up and certainly exciting.
First things first, Summer Pride is going to be ending here soon. That's something that goes on really from the end of May up until August. If you could review how that's been. I know that there's been an increased kind of focus on getting a lot of different age groups involved in that, and Coach Wright seems excited about the number of guys and gals that have come out for that throughout the summer, and if you could speak to that and when that officially wraps up.
Yeah, Summer Pride actually wrapped up yesterday on Thursday. It was the last day. Again, a successful summer. Again, I think the third summer in a row that we've increased the total numbers of athletes who are involved in that. They ended it this week with some, of course, yesterday being a wrap it up, a celebration of Summer Pride and an opportunity for the athletes to do some, have some fun activities at the end, but certainly one where the coaches that are running Summer Pride have been more than pleased with the numbers and the effort and how smoothly it has gone, the times that I get to go and watch it or observe it, there's always lots of positive things happening. So another good experience. We always kind of tweak it every summer and try to improve things and how we get the most effort out of our kids and do the just grow and learn and build relationships with kids. And certainly I think we'll continue to see that pay dividends.
Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Thad Dilbeck with us on Bruin Buzz, talking Bartlesville High Athletics getting into the fall sports season now. Coach, you mentioned volleyball had a scrimmage earlier this week, so they've gotten one of those out of the way. I think softball begins this weekend, so both those sports that start with their official games the week of August 12th. I believe volleyball has a game on the 12th. Softball begins August 13th, which is a Tuesday. They'll begin scrimmages over the next few days and continue those for about a week and a half or so until the actual games start.
Yeah, volleyball went down to Collinsville and scrimmaged earlier this week, and then I talked to the coaches and liked what they saw some things they need to improve on, just good experience for all just as you're trying to get game ready, but also as like it is every year, there's going to be some athletes who are going to have to step into some varsity roles and start getting that experience and putting that together, and certainly excited for Coach Blaine and his taking over the volleyball program, and certainly that's been a fairly seamless transition just because his involvement with the program for several years now, and just picking up where Coach Ward left off and continuing to do good things with the volleyball program. And then Coach Minton, as you mentioned, I think August 1st, they host August 1st and 2nd, they host a couple of scrimmages here at home, and they'll continue to work until then and get lots of reps in. And like you mentioned, those sports can start with games on August 12th. Just around the corner.
Then coming up next week, as we talk about football a little bit, they have their first official practice on August 12th. So it'll be somewhat of a little bit of downtime for Bruin football now that Summer Pride is over, all the 7-on-7 stuff, all those camps that they go to away from Bartlesville are over. But they have their Night of Champions coming up on Wednesday of next week, which has been a pretty cool event. They get to try to max out their weight on the field at Custer Stadium. I think this is the third year now that Coach Wright has been able to institute that, and that's always been a ton of fun. That's going to be coming up middle part of next week, and because we've gotten kind of used to that as an off-season thing, you know that practice isn't too far behind that first Night of Champions.
Yeah, Night of Champions is certainly one an event that Coach Wright has established over the years, and our football players spend a lot of time in the weight room, and their parents get to hear about it, but not see it often. And it's just an opportunity for them to kind of show off some of the gains that they've made and how they've grown this year in the weight room. And like you mentioned, just kind of a line in the sand that hey, the season is almost here. As we mentioned, Summer Pride is completed, but. I know that there are some Little League clinics that Coach Wright and his staff will host the Little League coaches and some other things going on and just some preseason senior and senior parent type things that they'll do to kind of roll into the season. So still lots of that activity there.
Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on the line with us. We're talking Bruin Athletics during a Friday morning Bruin Buzz program. Another piece of news I wanted to get to, Coach, new Palm coach for Bartlesville High Varsity Palm. It's been a program that's been super successful over the past decade or so. Talked about it before Stephanie Stewart resigned this past offseason. Of course, was the wife of former Bruin boys basketball coach Clint Stewart, and you've gotten another assistant that's certainly familiar with those athletes in that role in there starting as the head coach this fall.
Yeah, well, certainly want, thankful for all that Stephanie Stewart, both the coaches, Coach Stewart, Clint and Stephanie, all that they did for Bruin Athletics and their commitment to their separate programs. Any of us who are paying attention whenever Coach Clint Stewart decided to step down as the boys basketball coach, you kind of assumed that the next shoe was going to drop, and of course in communicating and that's certainly where we're at. But just did it, Stephanie Stewart just did a tremendous job with our Palm program, and was always a pleasure to work with, and led our program to winning lots of competitions and some certainly attained a level that we want to attain. But we're super excited to have Gloria Castillo take over. Gloria's been involved in the program both as a student and then now as an assistant for several years. She's born and raised here in Bartlesville and one of these as an assistant coach, highly visible, always around, all about it. Certainly came in and we had some interviews and she did a good job and we're excited for her and ready for her to kind of put her stamp on things.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on with us for Bruin Buzz. Obviously, we're getting closer to the start of sports actually beginning with home dates here within really a couple of weeks, just over 2 weeks for softball and volleyball, and then you've got all the football stuff coming up. So fall sports passes, reserved football seats, I know we've gone over it before, might be on the forefront of people's mind even more now than it was over the past several weeks. How can people get involved in those and trying to renew them if they've not done so yet and all that good stuff?
Yeah, certainly we'll continue the practice of if you've had reserve seats at varsity football games, and certainly we'll be reaching out, the athletic department will be reaching out to you and confirming that you want those again. And then as far as passes go, we'll have those ready for sale next week. we'll have those by August the 1st. So, you know, fans can call the office here, 337-0153, and Brett Cleveland can hook them up with any of the passes they might need. And then, of course, we'll have them for sale at some of our early events, and we sell student passes during lunches and during the first week of school. And so there's ample opportunity to get those. But just reach out to us, and we can take care of you.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, and it's a Bruin Buzz program on a Friday morning as we inch closer to August. And I guess when this show airs next week, it will be August. It'll be August the 2nd, which is kind of hard to believe. Coach, appreciate it, and we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Evan. Thank you.